Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. We've all been watching what's been happening in the Western Cape. We spoke about it yesterday. Now, I decided let's just congratulate people who've been on the ground, who've been doing a lot of good work. Yesterday, we spoke to Gift of the Givers, but we thought let's also get in touch with the disaster management teams in the Western Cape. Colin Diner is a Western Cape designer chief. Western Cape disaster management chief there. Thank you so much, Mr. Diner, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and to your listeners.
Sure. We've been watching scenes from our television screens. You've been on the ground with your teams. How's the morale of the team?
You know, it's actually quite good. And I think it's always, you know, we deal with a lot of disasters. And I think it's when you get that opportunity to assist people. And although it's a lot of pressure and very stressful and tiring, I haven't seen any you know, lagging of enthusiasm. So that's really a positive.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, your team has had to deal with, my memory serves me, about 7 disasters, major events in the past 7 months in the Western Cape alone. That must be quite something.
It is quite something. I think, you know, I was saying to somebody today that about 5 or 6 years ago, we might have dealt with 2. Now, just for this year, if you take the wildfires earlier in the year, we had electricity outages.
In
we
the
had
Karoo.
The George Building collapse.
Yeah.
We had, yes, in the Karoo, the George Building collapse, which
the
I'm
floods.
Sure is fresh in.
Yeah.
The floods, yes.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot. And I mean, I suppose it is a sign of the kind of global climate change we're seeing. But the morale is good. And I mean, you learn from everyone and you build, you know, into the next one. So that's been good.
I'm assuming that the concern with this one is just when you look at the sheer distance that has to be covered in the visuals that we are seeing, it's quite widespread.
That's the thing. I mean, it's across the entire province. And, you know, it's not centralized or limited to a specific area. It is really the thing is, because what we're really concerned about is when we go into Thursday, when we have another level 8 warning, we're then going to start moving more to the eastern part of the province, so sort of into the Southern Cape. So although we're facing the kind of damage we've seen in the Cape Metro and up in the Cedarburg, we're now going to see it moving further. And, of course, that for us is a huge concern.
So you've been dealing anyway, for instance, in the areas like Khayelitsha, on issues of the wind being the problem. That was from last week, before we even started reporting on the matter. And I mean, can it handle another level 8 warning?
Yeah, I think that's really, you know, I mean, to say it can would not be, you know, totally honest. I think we realize that the challenge is huge, and I think we need to prepare people for that. And we need to, you know, get ready to deal with whatever comes our way. So you do work very hard at getting people to be more resilient, but you also have to face the realities of, you know, the force of these kind of weather systems and how you need to manage them. Yes, I'm not saying it can't manage it, but I think we really have to be, you know, focused on how we're going to deal with it.
It's the rain and it's the wind. In fact, I was looking at a tweet by Jordan Hill Lewis, and this is a video of the Table Mountain and the wind being so strong that it literally shoots up the water from the waterfall. The waterfall doesn't actually land.
Yes, I actually saw that. But, you know, I think in our summer season when we have our wildfires, you know, we can sometimes see fires running and, you know, the wind coming at 90 kilometers an hour. There's very little you can do. You can sort of guide it in a specific direction. So I'm not saying that we are on top of it, but I am saying it is something that we've seen. You know, so the wind in the Western Cape is always something that we have to deal with. I mean, as we speak, we're dealing with quite a serious shipping incident on the West Coast, where the wind is creating quite a lot of problems for us. So it is something that we have to, in our planning, take into account, and that we have to, you know, always see as a factor in the incidents that we're handling.
We obviously are talking now about level 8 warning, but we also have another concern in the Garden Route area where there are high fire warnings as well. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So, Pamela, what the problem is there is that I think you might recall in 2017 we had those massive floods where we lost 900 houses.
Yeah,
in Knysna. So that was the kind of wind that was coming in front of the cold front. And what happened there was, you know, we were planning and preparing for a storm, and we ended up getting the biggest urban fire incident in the country's history. So you've got to be agile enough to be able to manage what is coming your way. So because we learned that lesson, we've put more resources down there over the years. Our fire season is in the summer, so we contract a lot of aircraft and a lot of additional firefighters over the summer.
Mm.
But some of our biggest fires have actually happened in the winter. Mm. So when we got the high fire warning for the Southern Cape, for that area, we made sure that we put resources down there. And we've also spoken to our fire departments and said, you know, guys, if a fire breaks out, you need to respond really quickly and you need to get control. And if you need help, you need to call for it soon. So we're hoping that is what we can do, you know, to control if we do get any incidents. I must maybe just quickly add that, you know, as we get to Thursday and as we get the systems moving east, the chances of that happening is diminishing, which we're thankful for.
Okay, fantastic. So yesterday, what we were getting were about 15,000 affected people. That's not to say they were all displaced, but affected people. Do we have a revised number?
No, it's about that. There has been, you know, I think as the mayor also said earlier today, was, you know, some people have moved out of the system where more people have moved in. And, you know, there are realities to this that we need to understand. And it is an unfortunate thing about informal settlements, you know, among so many others, that people don't want to move out of the areas that they're staying in. Mm. They're scared of losing those areas. It's a very sad situation. Mm. It's tragic, actually. But so we get a situation where people are affected, but they don't want to move.
Mm.
And so it makes it really difficult because you really want to get people to safety.
Mm.
You want to get kids into warm places, you know. So there's so many challenges when it comes to that. But I think the number that you mentioned, I think it would fluctuate, but it's not, you know, a major change to what we've seen. Yeah.
So the issue yesterday was humanitarian aid, shelter being a major, major issue. There was concern about the fact that even though, you know, there are efforts, shelter is just really a big issue. How are we doing there?
It's got better. We have our joint operational meeting in the mornings at 10 o'clock. So, you know, all the municipalities and the government departments have these around 8. And then we get the province, we get everybody together at 10. And I must say that the feedback today was that there's been a lot more areas being made available.
Okay.
And it's not only government areas. There's a lot of people that have come in from NGOs, et cetera, that have offered assistance. So it's looking better. I mean, as I'm speaking to you, I'm in Cape Town. It's raining now again.
Yeah.
So we have been able to address that to an extent. But if you just look at the numbers, I mean, in Khayelitsha alone, there was between 3,500 and 4,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a massive task. And I might say those are really, the humanitarian agencies are really doing absolutely a great job.
For you, I mean, you must be managing a huge team. How difficult is that?
Yeah, so I think the important thing which makes it manageable for me is that this, you know, we've dealt with so many incidents, and it's not only been, you know, the 7 incidents we've had this year, but we had 2 major floods last year. We dealt with COVID as a disaster center. So we had about 70 agencies, different agencies in the operational meeting this morning.
Mm.
But I think the important thing for us is that we know each other well. You know, we spend an inordinate amount of time planning. And we really give meaning to that planning. And, you know, so that's one thing that I'm really thankful for, that we get allowed to do planning and we get allowed to take and spend time doing exercises and that kind of thing. So it really comes to fruition when you have to deal with a big incident like this.
Well, you know, obviously you're saying the sooner we get past Thursday, you know, the more we can breathe a sigh of relief. But we are headed to Thursday where we're looking at level 8. What's your biggest concern about that?
Yeah, so I think the biggest concern about that is we've already got quite a lot of ground that is saturated from the rain that we've been having up to now. Because remember, we also had a flood in June, a major storm event in June.
Mm-hmm.
So our concern is the fact that we are headed towards a saturated ground once again, getting more rain.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any casualties in this incident, and I think there's a reason for that, and the reason is that it hasn't been those destructive storms that we saw last year. Mm. It's been a lot of rain, a lot of wind. But that I think is a big problem for me. I think furthermore, you know, going into rural areas, going further east is going to be a challenge. And we also have had quite a lot of rain and very high rivers in the Garden Route District. And if that gets hit, you know, that's something that we have to keep an eye on.
All the best to you and your team. Keep warm, keep safe as well as you do your hard work. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you very much.
Colin Diner is the Western Cape Chief of Disaster Management, and obviously we'll keep an eye on that story as we continue looking at the warnings coming through. Western Cape not looking good at all. Level 8 is what we're looking at for Thursday. Also, you know, high fire warnings as well around the Garden Route, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.